98 local children at risk of sexual abuse report. In the wake of Rotherham abuse, council and police in Southwark look to identify most at risk. Nearly 100 children in the borough have been identified as being at risk of sexual abuse or being groomed by predatory adults. Some were already victims of sexual exploitation before they were assessed by a Southwark Council team earlier this year, according to a report. Together with the police, Southwark took part in an intelligence gathering exercise this year to build a profile of young people who had already suffered abuse or were vulnerable to it. 98 were identified. It was the first time the number of potential victims had been made public. Children involved in abusive relationships, hanging out with groups of older people, getting involved in gangs, having older boyfriends or girlfriends, or going missing from home, care or education, are those thought to be most at risk. As a result of the assessment, provisions for the referral and recording of suspected child sexual exploitation had been tightened as a result, according to the Southwark Safeguarding Children Board report. Southwark Council's Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Councillor Victoria Mills, promised the authority would leave no stone unturned in its efforts to identify children at risk and ordered a full report on the subject to be prepared in the next month. The news comes amid growing alarm over the extent of the problem nationally. The most significant example was underlined in August when Rotherham Council and police were accused of consistently failing to protect girls targeted by predatory groups of men. A damning report found that at least 1,400 children in the town had suffered appalling abuse from 1997 to 2013. But campaigners have suggested that it could be the tip of the iceberg. The Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre, or CEOP, has estimated that there are 10,000 new victims of sexual abuse in the UK every year, and that 50,000 individuals in the UK download or share indecent images of children. Councillor Mills said, "It's incredibly important that we identify those young people who are potentially at risk of exploitation. We're then in the strongest possible position to prevent exploitation and safeguard our young people from harm." She added, "I've requested that a full and comprehensive report on child sexual exploitation comes to the November Cabinet, alongside the latest draft of the Child Sexual Exploitation Strategy that we're currently working on with our partners in health, education and the voluntary sector. We're determined that we will continue to do all we can to identify and protect every vulnerable child in Southwark and not leave any stone unturned." A Southwark detective inspector is also set to join a pan-London child sexual exploitation enforcement unit. Their focus was said to include how local best practice anti-gangs work can support improved intelligence gathering and sharing.